Well, welcome to my talk. My name is David Mulder. I'm a Samba team member and also a SUSE Labs employee, engineer. In this talk, I'll be talking about my project called Himmelblau. It's in association with the Samba team. The purpose of this project is to connect Linux with the Azure Entra ID, is what it's called now, formerly Active Directory, Azure Active Directory, authentication and single sign-on and such. So I'll start out giving you a introduction and a demo. I'm going to both demo Windows approach to this, which you'll find interesting, and our approach, give you some background to the project, kind of some of the reasons why we're doing this. There's a couple other members of the Samba team that have helped out a little bit. I'd like to acknowledge William Brown. He's done a lot of work. And I'll show you how to configure Himmelblau, and then I'll talk about some of the next steps that are planned for the project. So an introduction. It's an interoperability suite for Azure Entra ID. I'm targeting support for Intune. Intune, if you're not familiar, is Microsoft's cloud support or cloud group policy kind of. In fact, it supports some of the old group policies that you can integrate into Azure Cloud. I'm working on that, but there's some roadblocks because Microsoft is not providing documentation for Intune. It facilitates Linux authentication into Azure AD. Providing PAM and NSS modules to do that. It communicates using the Himmelblau D daemon, and yeah, I mentioned Intune. So if you've heard of Ubuntu's AAD auth project, I don't know if you're aware, but Ubuntu officially announced it was deprecated about a month ago. I don't think I mentioned that on this slide. But after last time I gave a similar talk, they actually deprecated it officially. It doesn't enroll the device. These are some big differences between, behind why we decided to go different ways and did not collaborate with Ubuntu on this. Ubuntu's approach requires some explicit client application configuration inside of Entra ID, which is kind of complicated. Himmelblau instead is mirroring Windows behavior and doing it seamlessly. Ubuntu's project doesn't provide MFA, which is kind of the whole point. In fact, they are explicitly ignoring MFA requests from Microsoft and granting you access to the host despite the MFA demand failing. Ubuntu has pushed this project to their supported mainstream distros, and the community is actually using these. Ubuntu's project doesn't utilize the TPM as it should, and actually depends on Microsoft code. We do not. And it is officially abandoned. I did attempt to collaborate with them and even suggested that they use my library, and they just stopped talking to me. Okay, so we support all these things. And our approach is written in Rust, so it's memory safe. That's an important differentiation. It doesn't have any Microsoft code dependencies, so on. So some of the roadblocks and the significance of this project, Microsoft has not been cooperating. Initially, we were in discussions with Microsoft. Those discussions broke down. Microsoft has chosen to provide proprietary binaries to provide a similar but not complete behavior. We disagreed with that approach, obviously. Microsoft's binaries are lacking in integration, and of course the community does not want to use a proprietary solution. So I'll provide a quick demo. So this is how you do it on Microsoft. Now, bear with me, this takes a while, the authentication. And this is doing an enrollment in Azure AD, enrolling the Windows device. And notice, I can call this out explicitly now because it's finally fixed. This user requires MFA, and it just enrolled the device. Oops. So it turns out that Microsoft's API was failing to recognize that the user needs or requires MFA when devices are being enrolled. So if you wanted to authenticate to Microsoft's service and you didn't want to use MFA like it demands, like your account demanded, you just had to tell it you were enrolling and they would let you in. Still waiting. I mean, it kind of looks like it locked up. So this takes several minutes. I think I'm just going to skip past it this time. But it takes like 5 minutes. And then... oh, it did lock up. Well, that's lovely. My computer's frozen. Well, technical difficulties. That's what I get for recording my demo, huh? Well, I guess we're not going to finish that demo or the rest of the slides. Here, I'll pull it up on my phone really quick, and I can see some of it. Well, no, yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to take a while to get that all set up again, so I'll just move on. Okay, so Microsoft's authentication crashed my computer. Nice. Just the demo. So in Tumbleweed, which is what I was going to show you next, you can authenticate using GDM or SSH. In the GDM login window, you would you click on the other option when you're signing in, and you type in your enter ID, authentication ID, and it first prompts you for a password, and then you can move on and authenticate using MFA. Now, using Himmelblau, when you configure Himmelblau, you can enroll during authentication time. So the first time you authenticate, it'll enroll your device just like it does in Windows. And it takes about 10 seconds, by the way, versus Microsoft's slow mess. And all of the MFA options supported by Microsoft are supported in Himmelblau. So you can use the Microsoft Authenticator app, which just pops up a little dialog on your phone. You click sign in for MFA, or you can use an alternative authenticator app if you choose. I've tested it with Google's Authenticator. Or you can use a text message or a phone call confirmation as well. Also, one disadvantage to Microsoft's approach is that you can't sign in remotely, as far as I'm aware. But it doesn't work with Microsoft's proprietary binaries. And Microsoft right now, when their customers try to use a Linux VM in the cloud to authenticate to their servers, they recommend that they set up a certificate key exchange or something to try to make it work. And they have lots of workarounds on their website and their documentation explaining how to do this. But using Himmelblau, a user can authenticate, which I would have shown you here, a user can authenticate just like they normally would over SSH. And then you get text prompts explaining for, what you need to do to authenticate to through MFA. And it would be just a normal SSH session. You do have to enable extra prompts in your SSH configuration, which is default in OpenSUSE. But also, you can enroll the device over SSH. To configure Himmelblau, it's pretty straightforward. You connect, or you, when you're connected to the host, you there's a simple configuration file where you specify the domain and, that you want to be authorized. You can authorize multiple domains, and then you can you also specify the permitted users or groups. And this is useful because you can configure a group of specific users in Azure AD and specify which users have the right to authenticate. You know, I'm going to turn this off since it's frozen. After you've configured it, the configuration file, you just need to configure PAM, which is a simple call to PAM config on OpenSUSE. And then you need to configure. And then you need to configure NSS to provide the user information. Afterwards, you just run the daemon, and it's all ready to go. Okay, so after it's all configured and running, I'm trying to think what I was going to tell you next. It's all in my slides. Here, maybe I can get this up really quick. I'm going to reboot it. The next things that I'm doing on the project. Some of the future plans, planning to add a cloud Kerberos support. That's in the works. I'm almost done with some of the bits for that. So that you can fetch a TGT for your for Azure AD. Also working, working on a lot of Samba integration. So that's kind of the future for this project, is that it's being integrated into Samba. So you'll be able to configure Himmelblau inside of Samba and join and authenticate in a traditional way. It won't be inside of WinBind. Decided that it's too much of a special purpose project. So it'll be a new daemon inside of Samba. And so you'll configure it similar to the way you would WinBind. And I'm planning on having it set up so that you can either enroll at authentication time, like you would on a typical Windows device, or you can enroll using Samba tool, which is more typical of Samba. Just a second, I'm going to log in. And we're pretty close now, so I'll go ahead and get this back up. This is great. It was basically the worst case scenario when you're doing a presentation.
David, I had a question. I don't know if you're focused on setting the machine back up, and I wait for later. Ah, okay, you get me
there.
Hey,
we're back up. Yeah, go ahead.
The SSH, the MFA over SSH, if you can explain me When, for example, in SUSE, I'm also a SUSE employee, we use Okta for a number of services gives multi-factor authentication. But whenever I use a command line application and to access a service that requires MFA, for example, rclone to use cloud storage, rclone, and for some reason, there is always the need to pop up a web browser and I need to click on a button. So is the SSH solution that you are developing addressing this, or is it a completely different scenario? And
that's a good question, actually, and it is addressing that. So what's happening in Himmelblau is it's emulating the browser through a post and get request. And it's basically faking that authentication through the browser. So in our discussions with Microsoft, one of the big sticking points was that Microsoft said that we must authenticate through the browser, period. And that was, you know, a big problem because that means it will never work over SSH. And I mean, I tinkered with ideas of like providing a browser-based authentication in the terminal, which was awful. I tried it. It was just ugly. But that's a possibility, but it is really ugly. So what I ended up settling on was emulating the browser. And that works fairly well. We are trying to push Microsoft to provide a more streamlined approach that does not require the browser. I'll continue to encourage them to provide that. But in the meantime, we are just doing it in kind of a the best way possible. And actually, Giovanni, you brought up an interesting point. So he talked about we use Google Workspace. And there's plans in the future to support Google Workspace and AWS as well. Here's the configuration I was going to show you. So you install Himmelblau. It's available on Tumbleweed. It is not in a supported Leap distribution yet, but I do have experimental packages available that you can try out. That's the configuration file that I was talking about. You literally just set the domain that you want, or domains, and the users or groups. And then the configuration is done. And after you do that and start the daemon, you can log in pretty much. Well, and you configure PAM, but. Yeah, so that's where how you start the daemon. PAM configuration is pretty straightforward on OpenSUSE. I've set up PAM config to handle that. NSS is really simple. You just append the Himmelblau NSS module. Okay, so here's where I was a few minutes ago. So some of the other things. In fact, on here, this slide is old enough that I didn't mention the Kerberos stuff that I told you guys. So one of the things that you missed because the video presentation wasn't working, or the demo presentation, is that I've added Windows Hello support. And this works exactly the same way as it does on Windows. It's not faked or anything. The way Windows Hello works is that you have this process for enrolling a RSA key after you've authenticated using MFA. And you enroll a key, and if you've ever set up a Windows machine, or you saw it there, or you would have seen here, they have you set a PIN code to authenticate to your system. And that PIN code is used to unlock a TPM key. And the public key is registered with Microsoft and represents you when you authenticate. So in the future, I'd like to get fingerprint authentication working, and also get the FIDO keys working, which would be convenient. There are some plans to try to do a QR code authentication. Using the device authentication code, so you can just scan a QR code on your laptop. That's in the works, but there's a caveat to that because Microsoft is discouraging people from using that process, and it will probably be disabled at some point. So maybe not the best. I plan on getting browser single sign-on working. The point of that is that you could sign into your laptop and it would automatically be signed into Azure. So you have access to Teams and Office 365. It would automatically be signed in the browser. And there's some projects that support that we need to integrate with. Specifically, XDG Credentials Portal would help us with that. Oh, and yeah, anyway. Intune enrollment, I mentioned, was a work in progress. I plan on integrating with Augeas to set policies on the system. And then I mentioned WinBind integration. Now, I'm basically to the end here. We've got a few minutes, so I'm going to go back and see if we can do some of the demos at the end here. Hopefully it doesn't break anything. Okay, so I'll let this run. This is an example of SSHing into a machine. This machine's already been joined. So you can see the URL or the authentication command is a little bit weird because you've got the UPN of the user at the IP address. So it looks a little strange. You do have to use the UPN. Microsoft requires that. So you see there's the prompt from being sent by SSH for a authenticator code. Now, if you're using a authenticator app that doesn't require a code, that's possible. It'll instead just pool here and wait for you. And in my video here, I'm just typing it in. I had to pull my phone out. Did it freeze again? Yeah, it froze. Okay, so we're not going to see that today. I swear this didn't happen when I've done this previously. Not sure what the problem is. All right, well, are there any other questions? We go over questions. Go ahead, Matt, right? Oh, yeah, wait for a mic.
Just out of curiosity, where does the name Himmelblau come from?
Well, das ist Deutsch. So sky blue or azure blue, just kind of a silly name to refer to Microsoft's Azure cloud. That's what it is. Any other questions? All right, well, thank you.